Reading from Surrender Unto Me, an overview of the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 6, text 2. Sri Krishna is speaking. Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is speaking. And he begins by saying, what is called renunciation, you should know to be the same as yoga, or linking with the Supreme, or Son of Pandu. For one can never become a yogi unless he renounces the desire for sense gratification. Comment. Restraining the senses is not the only constituent in true renunciation of sense gratification. Even the desire for sense gratification must be renounced. We have already learned that karma yoga and sankhya yoga, jnana, are the same in that they lead to the same goal. Now we will learn that sannyas, renunciation, is the same as yoga, linking oneself with the Supreme, in that every yogi must be renounced, just as all sannyasis are renounced. Both sannyasis and yogis reject the desire for sense enjoyment. In other words, a yogi cannot be perfect without renouncing the desire for sense gratification. As Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur says, one who has not renounced his intention to enjoy sense gratification, that is to say, his hankering for material fruits, cannot be a yogi. Srila Prabhupada writes, a Krishna conscious person is simultaneously a sannyasi and a yogi. Krishna now explains that the yoga process is divided into two levels. 3. For one who is a neophyte in the Eightfold Yoga system, work is said to be the means. And for one who is already elevated in yoga, cessation of all material activities is said to be the means. Comment. The two stages of Astanga Yoga are Yoga Ruruksu, the beginning stage, and Yoga Ruddha, the advanced stage. These are further divided into 8 steps. Asta means 8. And Anga means parts. One at the beginning stage, Yoga Ruruksu, must work. He is neither detached enough nor pure enough to renounce work. One can renounce work only at the advanced stage, Yoga Ruddha. Srila Baladeva Vidyabhusan comments, when the yogi has ascended to the achievement of yoga, of Dhyana Yoga in particular, when, in other words, he has become fixed in meditation, at that time, shama, the cessation of all activities that disturb the mind, becomes the cause of his further advancement. Of the 8 steps in Astanga Yoga, the first two are yam and niyam, following the prohibitions and regulations. After one learns to strictly follow the rules and regulations, he begins to practice asana, sitting postures, what people commonly call hatha yoga. While the asanas are being mastered, one begins pranayam, breathing exercises. The breath is intimately connected with the mind. Therefore, pranayam helps to control the mind. When his mind is controlled, the aspiring yogi advances to the practice of pratyahara, withdrawing his senses from their objects. When he becomes detached, he practices first dharan, then dhyana, different intensities of meditation. Such meditation leads to the final stage, samadhi. Different transcendentalists attain distinct kinds of samadhi. In samadhi, the mind and the consciousness are fully focused on the absolute. The jnani focuses on Brahman, the Patanjali yoga on Paramatma, yogi on Paramatma, and the bhakti yogi on Krishna. So the Vishnu of Chakravarti Thakur answers the question, should the Astanga yogi perform his prescribed duties as long as he lives? He says that this third text describes how in Yoga Ruruksha, beginning stage, one works in Nishkam Karma Yoga while simultaneously practicing Astanga Yoga that purifies his heart. When the aspiring yogi becomes elevated in his practice to the point of Yoga Ruddha, he gives up Nishkam Karma Yoga and practices Astanga Yoga exclusively. Srila Baladeva Vidyabhusan adds, the Yoga Rudra stage begins at Dhyan, which is described in the next verse. So it's the end of the two citations from Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur and Srila Baladeva Vidyabhusan. Text 4. A person is said to be elevated in yoga when, having renounced all material desires, he neither acts for sense gratification nor engages in fruitive activities. Comment. Owing to his higher spiritual taste, the yogi renounces both material desires and the desire for fruitive pursuits. He thus attains the Yoga Rudra platform. Such a yogi may choose to continue his work, which mostly consists of his prescribed duties, not out of attachment, but to set the proper example. Non-attraction to sense objects is required for one in the Yoga Rudra stage for the following reason. Text 5. One must deliver himself with the help of his mind and not degrade himself. The mind is the friend of the conditioned soul and his enemy as well. Text 6. For him who has conquered the mind is the best friend, best of friends. But for one who has failed to do so, his mind will remain the greatest enemy. Comment. One must renounce the desire for sense gratification or else his mind will degrade, not elevate him. Srila Prabhupada emphasizes controlling the mind in his purport to text 5. Srila Prabhupada says, it is stressed herein that the mind must be so trained that it can deliver the conditioned soul from the mire of nescience. In material existence, one is subjected to the influence of the mind and the senses. In fact, the pure soul is entangled in the material world because the mind is involved with the false ego, which desires to lord it over material nature. Therefore, the mind should be trained so that it will not be attracted by the glitter of material nature. And in this way, the conditioned soul may be saved. One should not degrade oneself by attraction to sense objects. The more one is attracted by sense objects, the more one becomes entangled in material existence. The best way to disentangle oneself is to always engage the mind in Krishna consciousness. The word he is used for emphasizing this point. One must do this. And the end of the comment. In the next three verses, Krishna describes the symptoms of a person with a controlled mind on the Yoga Rudra, the advanced platform. Hare Krishna, and we shall end here. Hare Krishna.